How the clumsy quality of that success confirmed the universal doubt that men could ever, in any effectual manner, fly. Since then, a conspiracy of accidents has changed the whole problem. The bicycle and its vibrations developed the pneumatic tire. The pneumatic tire rendered a comfortable, mechanically driven road vehicle possible. The motor car set an enormous premium on the development of very light, very efficient engines, and, at last, the engineer was able to offer the experimentalists in gliding one strong enough and light enough for the new purpose. And here we are. Or rather, Monsieur Bleriot is. What does it mean for us? One meaning, I think, stands out plainly enough, unpalatable enough to our national pride. This thing, from first to last, was made abroad. Of all that made it possible, we can only claim so much as is due the improvement of the bicycle. Gliding began abroad while our young men of muscle and courage were braving the dangers of the cricket field. The motor car and its engine was being worked out over there, while in this country the mechanically propelled road vehicle, lest it should frighten the carriage horses of the gentry, was going meticulously...